Welcome back to the 11th episode of Nesting in the Corner. Today we have Javi, he's back, and stuff. So, Javi, should we get right into it?
Yeah, we learned about new badges that are coming
Yeah.
up, like the 20 bomb badge might turn into a tracking badge, and
Which is like, it'll start off with 20, but then if you get 30 kills, it'll like move to like a next more like cool looking stage.
it could go down to 10, 15, 20, maybe 30.
Which I
And
have hit none of.
correct, you have not.
Have you?
Yes, I have.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
Which one?
I hit the
Oh,
10.
I guess I have hit 10 before, but that was
No,
on
you
a. Yes,
haven't.
I have.
Nope.
On a really
Not on your
on a
account. Not
Smurf
on your
account.
account. Not on your
But
account.
you
Not
never hit 10.
in. Yeah, I did.
No, you
Not even
didn't.
on one of your accounts.
You didn't
Yeah.
hit 10.
Yes, I did.
I'm gonna look on your account. I bet it was 8. It's 8.
No.
It's 8. It's 8. Yeah,
No.
okay. Anyway, so now that we know that Javi's highest kill is 8, which is also mine. Or maybe 9. I don't know what mine is. But
Nope.
anyway,
There's also
we.
Master of All that is possibly going higher because 10 wins on 8 different legends, but there's 16 legends. So it's common. So it might go up to 10, 12, 14 is my guess.
Or it could be 10 wins on like 12 legends, 14 legends, 16 legends,
Exactly
18
what I
legends.
just
However,
said.
oh, I thought
I said 10 wins on 8, 10, 12,
Oh, I
14.
thought you meant like 12, 14 wins. I
Or
thought you meant wins.
maybe 20 wins on 8, 30 wins on 8, 40 wins on 8.
That's what I
I
thought you
don't
said.
know.
There's also there might think of this mechanic where you can add more badges to your thing,
Oh,
where like
yeah.
there's like the three main badges, but then you can put smaller badges in, which would be kind of cool. And Hobby's favorite badge, the Always Event badge. He loves that badge, don't you, Hobby?
I do.
He loves it.
It's amazing.
Yeah. And if you can't catch, we're being sarcastic. Hobby really hates it.
I
Because
do.
apparently it looks bad, but it actually looks really cool. Is it because it's free?
No, it's because you keep bragging about how you have it, and you got it before I even played the game.
Oh. Really? Oh, well, that just
And
means
if
I'm.
you and if I did play the game, it was like when I never played it.
Yeah, probably.
Back in like season 2.
Either way,
When
no,
I was still
I think that
5
was
years
season
old.
3 badge. Because.
Back when I was still 10 years old, singing We Like Fortnite.
I don't think you were 10. Were you 10?
I was.
Jeez.
Maybe 11.
Anyway, alright,
But who
so
cares?
we have heard some new things about the next two legends, which is Vulk and Blisk. Actually, first let's do the question of the day. You can Instagram us your DM us your answers on Instagram, at Nessie in the Corner. Pretty simple. The question is, what is your favorite flavor of crayon? Just tell us your favorite flavor of crayon. So yeah. Anyway, let's get back to the thing. So Blisk's abilities is his passive will be a pilot's kit, which this is a massive Titanfall reference. If you don't know, Titanfall is pretty much a precursor to Apex Legends. So his passive will be a pilot's kit, which basically makes him to be able to wall run, probably double jump, maybe not, which is what if you don't know what the pilots could do in Apex, but they could do a lot more. And I just saw a crow fly outside our window. Maybe Bloodhunter is with us.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Okay, whatever. And then
And
his
his
tactical.
tactical, I. Oh, no, his passive is also on. He can hack survey beacons with his data knife, which is another. It's just like a tool from Apex, or from Titanfall, where you basically stab into an electronic in a certain port and it hacks for you. It's also a gun charm, I think. But anyway, I don't remember what his passive was. I think
You
it might
mean
be
tactical?
tactical. That's what I meant, tactical.
I don't know either, but his ultimate is where he can call in a Titan
Which is.
for about 10 seconds. It'll scan when it lands, then it'll spray.
But it can only turn 180 degrees.
Maybe not even.
I think it's, well, maybe not. Maybe it's like
It
a
might be like
45.
140.
Oh, it might be 140.
Because it's like,
You're
yeah.
right. And if you don't know what Titan is, a basically just a big mech that usually someone would be inside, but basically call it down, it falls down, it scans in its direction every like 2 seconds, and it'll shoot at anything with these like big machine guns. But it's only for like 10 seconds, so it's
Yeah.
not that long.
And then Volk.
Vulk. We don't know her passive, do we?
Don't think so.
What?
I might have heard about it.
Maybe we should figure that out based on her abilities. But anyway, what's her tactical?
I believe it's where you can
Oh wait,
fly
we don't know.
with a jetpack, but there's a certain amount of fuel and time, and you can practically hover in the air.
No, I thought that was her ultimate.
That might be her.
I think that's her ultimate because her tactical has something to do with a cannon that looks a bit like Bangalore Smoke Grenade. And I was actually looking in the files, and I saw the 3D model, and I thought it was Bangalore's Smoke Grenade. What else do we have? We have, firing range thingy. You know that platform that they added in the recent scenes? It's another panel thing is there that you can't do yet. So there's this person who used a free cam glitch in Apex, which free cams basically, you could just fly anywhere with your camera and go through walls and stuff. So what they did is they found an island on the firing range that apparently if you go down, so like when they make that platform usable, you will go down into an arena, which is kind of has like, looks like trials, but there's no like monsters coming out of it. It's basically this big like arena, probably about the size of like, same size as trials. And there's like rocks and like metal walls and stuff everywhere for you to 1v1 in. That's the main idea. And so yeah, there's also a care package in the center, which will most likely have good stuff. And there's also like this thing you can go down, where it's like, so like there's like the arena, and then there's like this long hall, like this long like corridor you can go down. There's like another room, which I don't know what that's meant for, but that's something that they'll probably be adding in next season. What else? Switch is out, which is cool, and it's doing pretty well, except that you can't change your field of view on it. Oh yeah, that's one thing that I recommend highly. When you start playing Apex, or if you're playing Apex now, change, go into your settings, go into video, and go to FOV, and just turn it all the way up. Just turn it all the way up. It makes it seem like you're going so fast.
But you're not going faster.
But it makes it look like it. And it's great just all around. You can see, kind of, according to Javi.
Only if you prefer it. That's really hard to use when you just start.
Yeah, when you just start, but maybe if you're just starting Apex, just turn the FOV all the way up. Unless you're on Switch, then you can't, which is kind of dumb. But anyway, it basically makes it so you can, it's almost like, I don't know how to explain it. Basically makes your field of view bigger. I don't know, that sounds dumb. Yeah, that's but like honest. You can just see like
more.
You can see more. Yeah. Which makes it better, and it makes it seem like you're going so fast. And I just recommend this on any game. Also I would recommend putting your like the sprint shake on minimal for you. And turn the music volume down to like 50-ish so it doesn't distract you, which is what I have. And the characters' voices, I have that turned down to like 50, which is like I pretty much have any non-essential audio turned down to 50, which is like music and quotes and stuff like that. So Caustic, they're talking about giving him a buff because again they destroyed him completely and they just wanted to like nerf his ultimate so where he couldn't conquer the final circle.
Make his damage go from just 5 from 6 to 9.
Yeah, 6 to 9? Yeah. Or just like 8.
Just 7.
Just 8 or 7. That'd just be so good. Just 7 or 8. Like, come on. It's not that hard. Yeah, going from 12 to 5 is definitely a big adjustment. Oh yeah, April Fool's Day is tomorrow. So,
use your P2020s and Mozambiques because those will be the most overpowered weapons in the game.
So,
P2020s on zip lines will do 190 damage. P2020s go from 15 damage or 14, depends on the legend pretty much and where you shoot them, to 25. Mozambique, 19 damage per pellet. Pretty sure there's 9 pellets in one shot.
There's 9 pellets. I think there's 8 pellets in one shot, but there's also 9 rounds in the gun, so you can shoot it 9 times instead of 4. Also, what he meant by on the zipline is like when you're riding on a zipline,
yeah,
and you shoot and you hit someone 190 damage, which would just be insane. Especially if you have like a hammer point. Wait, if you break someone's shield, then you have a hammer point. What would happen? If like you break them and you do damage to the health, if you have a hammer point. What would happen?
If you have a blue Evo, hit someone, they're knocked.
Yeah, but like let's say they have like a red Evo, so they can survive the shot, but it also breaks their shield. And you have a hammer point? Yeah, because it guess, but if you have a hammer point, then what? Huh. Let's test it out. Firing range or something. Other mechanics of the game. I don't think Bliss is going to be added in just because Apex is, or Respawn has said that they don't want Titans to come into Apex, which kind of makes sense a little bit because Titanfall, if you ever play Titanfall, you know Titans are extremely powerful and would most likely kill a legend with one shot of whatever weapon they're using, or just like to step on them. I feel like the only legend I would have a chance against a Titan is Mirage. Because in the Titanfall universe, there's basically this ability that allows you to go invisible, and it's called Cloak. And if you use Cloak while Titans look at you, you become like pretty much invisible. Like actually, like invisible. Not like there's like not like faint outline. You're invisible to a Titan completely. That's why I think Mirage would be the only person that could stand against a Titan. Yeah.
Well, that's it. Make sure to watch the ALGS because it's amazing.
Oh yeah. So, bye.
Bye.